All right. Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Imfan Akpan. I'm back again, and I'm excited to be here. I wanted to come back. I got a lot of engagement around Sora and some questions about Sora, and I thought it would be good to do a part two. And what I mean by that is, sometimes I go through some of the content and the material, I guess, pretty fast. You know, I use the OpenAI and these large language models. I use them quite free. I use them every day. So I'm in them quite a bit. And I think for some people, I can move rather quickly through them, touching on things rather fast. And I wanted to kind of give some more time. And that's based on some of the questions that I've heard about, particularly the models, the image generation. I know I like I said, I got a lot of views on the one man versus 100 gorillas. Got a good number of views on the other one where it did some image generation with my own picture. So I thought it would be really good to kind of walk through, show you what it is, and kind of talk through some of the areas that, you know, I think are really important about it. And let's take a look. Let's just go there. Let's go to Sora. And when I say Sora, this is part of ChatGPT. The other thing is to mention that I have a team subscription. So there's free. So you can just go. The great thing about ChatGPT, you can go to chatgpt.com and just start using it. You don't have to log in. You can even call up. There's a phone number, 1-800-CHAT-GPT. You can call up, talk to ChatGPT. You can message with ChatGPT. I know in WhatsApp, if you follow ChatGPT in WhatsApp. So there's a lot of ways to interact with it. If you sign in, you can start using it. You can sign in through your Gmail account as well and get access to ChatGPT and different models. And then there's the Plus, which is the paid version. And then there's the Teams version. The Teams is more of a business, not enterprise, but it's a business. So it allows you to share. So you have a subscription and you can collaborate. So you can give logins, sort of like if you've ever shared documents with Google in Google Docs, where you can share a file. So you can share what you're working on in ChatGPT and other people can work on it. And you can actually share your usage, which is pretty neat. So I have that set up. And then once you go above that, you've got the $200. So the one that I have is $60 a month. There's the, if I'm not mistaken, the pro version, which is the $200 a month. Then you get full blown, unlimited access to everything. So usually, and you get the operator. So you get the agent. So you get access to everything that's available, as far as I know, outside of the enterprise side of things. And then enterprise is for large businesses, but with the pro, you get unlimited access. And I guess the next tier down is the Teams. And that's what I have. And you get access to Sora. So where we are right now, and when you click on it, it'll take you to another web page. So it actually opens up a different web page outside of the outside of ChatGPT. So when you get in here, you'll get to see a lot of the videos and images that other people have created. So you can actually make images and share them. So this is pretty neat. And I think this is, to me, this is kind of like a type of social media, where you can kind of Shiba Inu, where you kind of see what other people are doing. And these are all AI generated images. I'd be curious to know, exactly how many people are on here looking at them. Because if you look at some of these, they've got 8,000 hearts, right? 600 hearts, and then some of them, 65. And then some of them have fewer hearts. So I think it's pretty interesting to see what people look at that one, to see what people are making. And again, to think about this, ChatGPT was released November 30th, what, 2022. We're in 2025, not even 3 years later, and just look at really all of the things that people are doing and all of the things that are available right now. I just think it's amazing. I really think it's amazing what's happening right now and what we're able to see. So let's go here. So you can go to explore. You can click on images if you want to just see images, which is pretty neat. That one is pretty neat, that snake. So these are all images that you can go to and take a look. And then that's funny. And this is just you typing in whatever you want to see, and it will create it within, I mean, within seconds, not too long. Then there's you've got videos. This is pretty neat. The puppy on the computer. So you can go in here and create whatever you want, and then they have top videos. Please like if ChatGPT should be free for everyone. It's like if ChatGPT should look at that with the dog. It says like, and let me like that one. This one is one of the top videos. That's pretty interesting. Okay, I don't know what she's eating. Of course, there's a cat video here. So these are all videos you can go in and like. We've seen some of these. I wonder, oh wow, this is pretty neat. Predator Samurai. I wonder how many videos are uploaded on here because some of these we've already seen. When we were scrolling through, we already saw some of these. We're able to look at them. So when you go to likes, oh, look at that, the teardrop with goldfish. So these are the videos that I liked. So you can go and see the ones that I like. Now you can go here, and these are my videos. So these are some of the last videos that I created. And these are two versions of an arena showdown. So I wanted to have a showdown with Elon Musk versus 100 gorillas. And that's what it came up with. And then here's my 7 seconds of the gorilla versus 100 men. And here's the approach. So this is one portion of the video. And then this one is a 10-second video, which is pretty neat. Well, Not so neat for the person being tossed up in the air by the gorilla, but you get to see that. Here's a transition blend. So I was able to blend the videos together and you can see them kind of rolling up and then you see kind of moving in. So there, standoff. And then it changes. If you notice, it changes to a forest setting. So they were out in the wide open and then it changes to more of a forest setting. So there's some things you can do here. Here's another one. This is 5 seconds with two versions of fighting 100 men. And this is really where it started. So I started with the prompt and then started generating these different videos. And I kind of went through a rabbit hole. These are some videos where I actually uploaded my image and was asking ChatGPT to remix me as a power lifter. I don't know if that looks like me, and I don't have a gap in my teeth. Hope it's not coming. But and I've got a little bit longer hair, but oh, I clicked the wrong button. But I thought, you know, it was a little interesting. Let me see here. Let's try to go back. Okay, now here's another video of me. So I uploaded this image, which is here, and asked Sora to create a superhero rescue scene. So that's supposed to be me as a superhero, and I'm supposed to rescue someone, but I don't see the rescue part, you know. And these are the images that were used for that. And you see there, there's two different styles. So here's one. Let's look at this one. I don't know. I want to know in the comments, does that look like me? Is that what I look like? Is that me? So, but what's neat is you see the shirt style is similar, but different colors. So I asked him to make me a superhero saving someone. So I don't know if that's me or not. But I am curious to find out what you think. And for those of you who are listening on the, if you're listening on the podcast, let me, you know, you got to come over to YouTube and watch this. And for those of you who are on TikTok watching, come on over to YouTube. I appreciate all of the likes and the subscribes. And I love to hear, you know, your feedback on the comments. I got to say, what's interesting is I get a lot more engagement on TikTok as far as the views. And on YouTube Shorts. YouTube Shorts get a lot of views, get some comments. But I want to hear some more. Hear some more about what you think and what you want to see. But I thought I would come back and revisit this and make it a little bit, you know, a walkthrough of things. All right. Look forward to everything and wish everyone.